Understood that Luton captain Tom Lockyer was receiving treatment. Let's get an update from the stadium. Peter Hood is there for us.
Tom Lockyer, during the second half, collapsed as he did in the playoff final against Coventry last season. He went down. There was immediate response from the Luton Town bench. The manager was on. The players were pulled away, eventually taken off, and decided after decision that the game would be abandoned.
Peter there, live from the stadium. Players taken off the field in the Premier League match between Bournemouth and Luton after the captain, Tom Lockyer, received treatment after appearing to collapse. Some other news now. Norfolk police say a post-mortem examination shows no evidence a third party was involved in the death of a woman whose body was found in a river in Norwich. Formal identification is due to take place tomorrow. Missing Gaynor Lord's family has been informed of the development. There have been protests in Tel Aviv after Israeli forces admitted accidentally shooting three hostages dead, despite them waving a white flag. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht from the Israel Defense Forces says they were quick to admit they got it wrong.
This is a tragic event. This is a very, very complex fight that we've been doing for the last 2 months already. Mistakes will happen. Once it happened, we came out. Not a lot of militaries do that.
In other sports news, Manchester City have drawn 2-2 with Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Newcastle ease past 10-man Fulham 3-0. Chelsea 2-0 winners at home to Sheffield United. Sean Dyche returns to Everton with Burnley later this hour. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past five is the time you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. It's 2 minutes past five. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's not expected to be much of a change in the weather this evening and overnight. Most parts will stay largely cloudy and breezy. Any clear spells will remain very limited. It's likely to stay mild overnight, minimum temperature 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow is likely to be similar to the weather we've experienced today in our area. It's going to stay breezy and feel mild with largely cloudy skies. Perhaps the odd brighter or sunny interval developing, but cloud will soon return through the afternoon. Maximum temperature tomorrow is 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
And with that situation in the Premier League game between Bournemouth and Luton, which was abandoned after Luton's captain Tom Lockyer collapsed off the ball, we'll keep an eye on the situation there. And obviously, we pray that he makes a very speedy recovery. Lots of other football scores to go through now, lots more full-time scores. I'm going to pick up where I left off in ESPN North. Great result for Maldon Tiptree this afternoon. They were 1-0 winners away to Felixstowe Moreton United, who started the day in second place. ESPN North, no goals at the Brentwood Centre Arena, where it finished Brentwood Town 0, Bury Town 0. Victory for Chelsea in the Premier League, 2-0 winners over struggling Sheffield United. Championship, it finished Bristol City 1, Sunderland 0. Also in the championship, a 94th minute winner by Anthony Musaba gave Sheffield Wednesday a 2-0 win over fellow strugglers Queen's Park Rangers. Two more full times from League One, Lincoln 1, Reading 1, and Oxford United 3, Reading 0. Good result for Bradford City away to Gillingham in League 2. Bradford City won by 2-0. It finished Stockport County 8, Sutton United 0 in League 2. So a thumping win for the leader Stockport against the bottom side Sutton United. Also in League 2, it finished Swindon 0, Barrow 3. Minor shock, I suppose not a massive shock in the Scottish Premiership because Heart of Midlothian are doing quite well themselves, but not many sides, if any others, are going to win at Celtic this season, and Hearts have won 2-0 there this afternoon against the Scottish Premiership leaders. I will take a look at all league tables in a while. Meanwhile, closer to home in Ispian North, Walthamstow came back from behind to beat Ipswich Wanderers by 2-1. Championship finished Millwall 1, Huddersfield 1 at the Den. A very late penalty from Huddersfield's Delano Bergzog in the 97th minute gave Huddersfield a share of the points at Millwall. League 2, no goals in the match between Salford City and AFC Wimbledon. Late winner, 97th minute, once again from Dundee's Joe Shaughnessy, gave his side victory away to Ross County. And in the Ispian North, it's finished Brightling Sea Region 4, Bowers and Pitsy 1. Crystal Palace have nicked a point at Manchester City. It finished 2-2 at the Etihad. Great comeback from them. Michael Olise scored from the penalty spot in the 93rd minute to give Roy Hodgson's side a point at the Etihad. Championship. A very good win for Southampton, who ended up beating Blackburn 4-0. They scored twice in injury time through Sekou Mara and Carlos Alcaraz. Championship, staying with the Championship, we finished Swansea 1 and Middlesbrough Spur 2. Carlisle 2, Northampton 2, that's a full-time score in League 1. In League 2, it finished Harrogate 3, Notts County 1. Bournemouth 2, Oxford City 1 is a full-time score in the National League. Elsewhere, it has finished Port Vale 3, Wigan 2, and Stevenage 1, Exeter 1 in League 1. A win for Redbridge over Witham Town in Ispian North, the most of them 1-2. Another defeat for Colchester United, but it was always going to be a tough one for them. Away to Wrexham in League 2, Wrexham 1-2. National League, Maidenhead 1, Kidderminster 0, Solihull Moors 2, Oldham 3, they are full-time scores. 3 from the Championship, Hull 3, Cardiff 0, Leeds 1, Coventry 1, a couple of full-times from League 1, Barnsley 1, Charlton 1, and Shrewsbury 0, Portsmouth 3. In League 2, it finished MK Dons 2, Forest Green Rovers 0, Newport 1, Grimsby 1, and in the Scottish Premiership, it finished Ross Neil Dundee. Well, sorry, I've already mentioned that one. First defeat of the season for Hornchurch in the Ispian Premier League. They were away to Chatham Town, who started today in second place, and Chatham beat them by 2-0. League 1, it finished Cambridge United 2, Blackpool 1. Comfortable win for Morecambe at Doncaster in League 2. They scored 5 without reply. Also in League 2, it finished Walsall 1, Tranmere 0. Disappointment for Dagenham and Redbridge in the National League. They lost 2-0 at home to Wealdstone. Championship, it finished Preston 1, Watford 5. Derby 1, Wickham 1 as a full-time from League 1. Scottish Premiership, it finished St Johnstone 1, Hibs 0. Canvey Island 1, Potters Bar Town 0. So, disappointing result for Canvey in the Ispian Premier League this afternoon. Disappointment for their neighbours, Concord Rangers, struggling at the foot of the Ispian Prem. They lost 2-0 at Wingate and Finchley, and also finished that match with 10 men. League One, it finished Bolton 1, Bristol Rovers 2. Goalless in the National League between Rochdale and York. In the National League South, Braintree Town beat fellow Essex side Avery by a goal to nil. Premier League, it's finished Newcastle 3, Fulham 0. League 2, it's finished Crewe 3, Accrington Stanley 3. Dorking Wanderers 1, Woking 2. That is the final score in the National League Championship. They're still playing at Home Park, and it's now Plymouth 3, Rotherham 2. They have scored in Plymouth, that is, in time added on. National League all over in the game between Ebbsfleet and Barnet. That's finished one apiece. Defeat for Billericay Town in our featured match this afternoon. We'll be hearing from Jack in a while, but Billericay, I can say, you have lost 2-1 at home to struggling Haringey Borough.
Slam!
Slade, of course, and Merry Christmas, everybody. A few more results to tell you about from the Football National League. Salford United have lost at home to Bromley, and a very spirited League Cup after Aldershot Town. After they were 5-0 down against Eastleigh, Aldershot Town actually scored three, but Eastleigh held on for 3 points. Aldershot 3, Eastleigh 5 was the final score, and a late winner for Plymouth Argyle in the Championship saw them beat Rotherham by 3-2. I will go through the league tables in a while. Some more rugby union scores. Got local rugby results to come as well. I'm going to start having a look at those in a while. Whilst I'm getting my breath back, the post-match warm-down is playing, I've got a seasonal selection for you around about 5:30. In the European Champions Cup of rugby, Pool 1, Bristol have been knocked out by Bordeaux. The French side beat them by 36 points to 17. And in the European Challenge Cup ties that have now finished, it's finished Benetton 29, Perpignan 7 in North French Affair, and the Lions beat Newcastle Falcons by 35 points to 13. And in the racing, I've got two more results. One of those is from the 4:45 at Newcastle. First was number 10, King of the Jungle, priced at 15-2. Second was number 1, Rory, priced at 3-1. And it was number 3, High Opinion, the 9-4 favourite, 11 runners in that race. And the evening meeting at Wolverhampton has now begun with the 5 o'clock. First was number 9, Crafter, priced at 8-1. Second was number 8, Strategic Fortune, the 9-4 favourite. And third was number 2, Crypto's Dream, priced at 7-2, 11 ran.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Sunday evenings from 10 until midnight, it's me, Steve Robertson, and 2 hours of classical music here on Phoenix. One or two pieces you'll probably recognise, and one or two that you may not. A mixture of classical music, Phoenix FM, from 10 till midnight on Sunday.
With the time at 18 minutes past five, we can now hear a full-time report from our featured match this afternoon in the ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town versus Haringey Borough. Our reporter is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town fall to a disappointing 2-1 defeat to Haringey Borough in the ESPN Premier Division. Billericay opportunity to get off to a flyer inside 4 minutes as the ball fell to Ben Wells on the edge of the box, and his strike was met by a superb save from Dylan Barnes. The visitors, who had only one league so far this term, were eager to get another 3 points on the board, and George Desassi Sani nearly ripped up the form guide as he rattled the bar. Haringey took the lead just before the break as a goal-mouth scramble coincided with the ball coming off of George Wynn and into the net. Alfie Truly had an opportunity to draw level 10 minutes into the second half, as intricate play saw wind provide for the substitute, but his driven strike was cleared off of the line by Dashasi Sambu. As the game seemed to be heading for a foregone conclusion, Wells netted a crucial goal for Garamacan's side, as he had space on the edge of the box and fired past Barnes. Just when Billericay thought they might be heading back into this one, they suffered a major bump in the road as Haringey netted the winner 4 minutes from time. Mekki Legok McLeod with a composed finish into the corner. It's the perfect early Christmas gift for Tom Loizu and his side, while it's back to the drawing board for Billericay. It finishes here, Billericay Town 1, Haringey Borough 2.
Thanks, Jack. So, disappointment for Billericay Town this afternoon. I'll take a look at the league tables very shortly. Just having a look to see what's happening in the snooker Scottish Open semi-final. England's Gary Wilson against Yulong Zhu of China, and it's still five piece in that. So, having a look at the league tables, first off, we're going to focus on the Premier League. Liverpool top currently, 1 point clear of Arsenal. Aston Villa in third place. None of them played today, so it's as you were. Arsenal playing Brighton tomorrow. Liverpool face their old rivals Manchester United. Aston Villa travel to Brentford. And West Ham, who is their way to the Europa League last 16 on Thursday night with a 2-0 victory over SC Freiburg at the London Stadium. They're back in action at the stadium 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, where they face Wolverhampton Wanderers. And the Hammers are currently in ninth place. At the other end, Sheffield United remain bottom of the table, although only on goal difference at the moment after a defeat at Chelsea this afternoon. Burnley kick off in just under 10 minutes against Everton, that's the ones who are currently just above the drop. So, as I've been saying, and as you heard on the news bulletin as well, the match between Bournemouth and Luton Town, the other side currently in the drop zone, was abandoned quite rightly after the Luton Town captain, Tom Lockyer, collapsed before play. It was abandoned. And this is breaking news, actually. Luton Town have released a statement which reads as follows. We will hope and pray for our leader and captain, Tom Lockyer, who is thankfully responsive and has been taken to hospital. We don't know what the full extent of what happened and what the next steps are at this stage, but we thank Bournemouth and the medical staff on both sides for their immediate response, which was absolutely amazing. We are sorry to all supporters present. The players from both sides were in no state of mind to continue with the game after seeing their much loved teammate and friend taken off like that, and staff could not carry on with managing the game in such circumstances, having had to deal with the situation. We thank everyone for the wonderful applause and the singing of Lock's name inside the stadium at such a difficult time. Now is the time for all of our players, staff and supporters to come together as we always do and give our love and support to Tom and his family. Our thoughts are with him and them all. Now, this is the second time, unfortunately, Lockyer has collapsed in the final. We saw Luton promoted at the end of last season, the Championship playoff final against Coventry. He collapsed in that game as well. And, our thoughts are with him, and we wish him a very speedy recovery, and thoughts with his family as well, of course. Just continuing the look at the league tables, then going to turn our attention to the Championship, and Leicester City remain at top of the table above Ipswich Town on goal difference, and Leicester have a game in hand as they're not playing until Monday night, but they travel to St Andrews to take on Wayne Rooney's Birmingham City. Ipswich remain on 52 points after a 2-2 draw in the East Anglia Derby at lunchtime today with Norwich City. Leeds United, they were winning against Coventry, but the Sky Blues came from behind to pick up a point. So Leeds in third place, 10 points behind the top two. Southampton only behind Leeds on goal difference now in fourth after an excellent 4-0 win against Blackburn this afternoon. Hull City, who also won the big Cardiff 3-0, and West Bromwich Albion, who face Stoke at the Hawthorns tomorrow lunchtime, of the other sides currently in the playoff spots. At the other end, Sheffield Wednesday are now off the bottom of the table after they beat QPR just above them in a relegation zone 2-1, potentially massive win for the Owls. Rotherham are now at the foot of the table after they were beaten 3-2 at Plymouth Argyle. And just looking at League One, Portsmouth 7 points clear at the top after beating Shrewsbury 3-0 away from home. Peterborough are in second following their 1-0 win at Fleetwood. Oxford United, who won today, third above Stevenage, who held to a draw on goal difference. Bolton, despite losing, are still in the playoffs in fifth, and Derby County just behind them in sixth place. Leyton Orient 14th after coming from behind to win 2-1 at Cheltenham. Great late comeback from the O's down there. If you're listening to the Orient Hour this coming Wednesday evening, Andy and the team will be talking about that, I'm sure. At the other end, Cheltenham, Reading, Fleetwood and Carlisle currently in the drop zone. And in League Two, meanwhile, Stockport had a thumping win against bottom club Sutton United. They won 8-0 this afternoon, and they're 6 points clear of second place Barrow, who also won. Wrexham beat Colchester, a third behind Barrow on goal difference. Mansfield, Crewe, Notts County, and AFC Wimbledon currently in the playoff spots. Colchester just above the drop zone, although they're 5 points clear of 23rd. Placed Forest Green and Sutton are at the bottom. Quick look at the National League table, and Dagenham and Redbridge dropped to 18th after losing at home to Wiltshire this afternoon. Southend United are in 16th. They also lost at home to Bromley. Chesterfield 8 points clear at the top after winning 1-0 at Hartlepool. Bromley, who beat Southend, remains second. Bartlett, Altrincham, Solihull, Moors, Gateshead and Aldershot Town are the other sides in the playoff spots. At the other end, Fylde, Kidderminster, Oxford City and Ebbsfleet are bringing up the rear. Just a quick look at the National League South. Braintree Town rise into the playoff spots after they beat Aveley by a goal to nil at Cressing Road this afternoon. The Iron are in seventh behind sixth placed Aveley. Yeovil Town are 7 points clear at the top, although they were held to a draw by Hampton and Richmond this afternoon, who are third. Torquay, Maidstone and Worthing are the other sides currently in the playoff spots. Disappointing defeats for Chelmsford City at St Albans City this afternoon, and the Clarets are now in 10th place. At the other end, Dover, Havant, Welling and Eastbourne are the sides in the drop zone. It's been Premier now, and Hornchurch, their lead has been cut to 5 points after they lost for the first time this season away to second place Chatham Town. The Urchins are on 45, but they do have played three less than Chatham, who are on 40. Enfield Town a third, Wingate and Finchley a fourth, both of those won. Billericay Town remain in the playoff spots, but they dropped to fifth after their disappointing defeat at home to Haringey Borough, who climb off at the bottom of the table at the expense of Concord, who lost, and Concord are back on the foot of the table. Hashtag in 8th place after a 1-0 win against Cray Wanderers. Canvey remained 11th. They were beaten 4-1 at home by Potters Bar Town. Just looking at the Isthmian North, meanwhile, Lowestoft Town remain top, 6 points clear of Felixstowe and Walton, who lost this afternoon. Lowestoft beat Basildon United 5-1. Basildon still in the playoff spots in fifth, though. Brightling Sea Region, who beat Bowers and Pitsy, are third. Bowers themselves are in fourth place. Looking down the table, Haybridge Smith's fifth, sixth, rather. They won today against Stowmarket, the bottom club. Still yet to win. Brimble Town, seventh. Walthamstow are eighth. Walden Tittree, ninth. Witham, tenth. Redbridge, 12th. And Grays Athletic, congratulations to them. They picked up only their second win of the season. 4-0 winners against Enfield, who are just above them this afternoon, and they're 9 points clear of the bottom club at Stowmarket Town. Got other results still to come. News from the FA Vars, the Essex Senior League, and the Spartan South Midlands League, and also the Furlough Nun, plus some local rugby results as well. So I've still got a lot to cram in, but with the time coming up to 5:30, we need to have a final look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Final travel update of today here on Phoenix FM. And it's not busy in Brimble or Billericay, but there's still some issues further afield. Still some slow traffic on the M25 clockwise between the junction 29 for the A127 and the QE2 bridge. Was busy London bound on the M11 earlier between junctions 5 and 4, but the traffic is moving okay there now. It's still really busy in and around Lakeside Shopping Centre. The Chafford 100 area is chocker this afternoon, as is the A13 westbound going towards M25 junction 30, and West Thurrock Arterial Way actually going into Lakeside is really busy as well. Rainy still busy on the High Street and Crown Hill. Epping was busy on the High Street, but the traffic's moving okay there now. Cane's Lane in Harlow area going out towards Northfield Market was busy, but is now looking okay. Some hot spots once again in the Chelmsford area. Van Diemen's Road, Baddow Road, and the Baddow Bypass, and also Parkway East going up towards the Army and Navy roundabout, all busy. And there was some slow traffic on Springfield Road, northbound between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. No reported problems on Greater Anglia and C2C trains. DLR has no service all weekend between Callingtown and Woolwich Arsenal. Elizabeth Line and London Overground both looking okay. London Underground, still some minor delays due to a shortage of trains on the Central Line, and some minor delays due to train cancellations on the Circle and Hammersmith and City Lines. But other than that, the tubes are looking okay. So now for the post-match warm-down, because I desperately need to get my breath back. So three songs. I thought rather than straightforward Christmas songs, I thought we'd have three songs that all include the word December. Thank you.
song, the melody that saved me. On those less than silent nights, little snow would fall upon my bed. White sugar from Jesus, and take me to the day. She could always smile, the virgin child would always show you sin, just to say, just to say, it was always Christmas time to wipe the year away. I guess mom and dad decided that the war would have to wait. It was always Christmas time. Jesus came to stay. I could believe in peace on earth, and I could watch TV all day. So I dreamed of Christmas. Maybe since you've gone, I went a little crazy. God knows they can see the child with the snow. Falls upon my bed, and loving if I need it falls every single day. For each and every child, the virgin smiles for all to see. But she kept her from me. It was always Christmas time. I guess that mom and dad decided that the war would have to wait. It was always Christmas time. Jesus came to stay. I could believe in peace on earth, and I could watch TV all day. So I dreamed of Christmas. Yes, I dreamed like
So there we go. Three songs with December in the title. We started off with The Four Seasons, December 63. Oh, what a night. That was number one way, way back in 1976. Then December song by George Michael, and that was followed by Kate Bush. December Will Be Magic Again. I will have another post baseball down for you next week. Still got lots to cram in between now and 6 p.m. and just let you know what's happening on Phoenix FM tonight. Maddie Cullen with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, 6 till 8 p.m. as per usual. Boogie Nights with Andy Furno, 8 till 10, and then 2 hours of classical music to round off your Saturday. Classic Phoenix with Steve Robertson between 10 and midnight. In the snooker, the first Scottish Open semi-final is all over, and England's Gary Wilson has edged out Yulong Zhu of China. Wilson won by 6-5. He will be in tomorrow's final, where he will face Nopon Siangam of Thailand or Scotland's John Higgins, who contests the other semi-final, which takes place at 7 o'clock this evening. And in the racing, meanwhile, last two results, I'm going to have time to bring you. Last race of the day at Newcastle, the 5.15. First was number 5, Enola Gray, the 5-6 favourite. Second was number 6, Cusack, priced at 7-2. And third was number 9, 50 Cent, priced at 16-1. There were 10 runners in that one. And the 5.30 at Wolverhampton. First was number 2, the African Queen, priced at 130. Second was number 1, Big Time Budget, 13-8 favourite. And third was number 3, Expected Arrival, priced at 6-1. There were 11 runners in that race.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Gym Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And talking of cricket, the third T20 International 2020 men's match between the West Indies and England is underway in Grenada. And the West Indies are batting first. They're currently on 29-2 with 16 overs remaining. And England have made a decent start with Moeen Ali bowling out Brandon King. And also Reece Topley has removed Mayers for a 3-ball duck. So Kyle Mayers, that is. So a decent start for England by the looks of things. In football, Burnley versus Everton is underway at Turf Moor in the Premier League. That started at 5.30. No goals in that one so far. And on the subject of football, there were a number of FA VAR's third round ties which took place at the third attempt this Saturday. Two of those involved local teams, Tilbury versus Saffron Walden Town, an All-Essex Senior League affair. It finished goalless. Saffron Walden Town won the penalty shootout 5-4, so they go through to the fourth round. As do Great Wakery Rovers. Well done to them. They travelled out to Norfolk to take on Fakenham Town and won by 3-0. So very well done to them both. The fourth round ties take place on Saturday, the 13th of January. Saffron Walden travelled to Walsham Le Willows, who knocked out White Ensign in the third round. And Great Wakering have an away tie at Whitchurch Alport. In the Essex Senior League this afternoon, as there were some games going on there, finished Athletic, Newham 3, Cogshall Town 1, Barking 1, Little Oakley 1, FC Clacton 1, Romford 3, Fremford and West Essex 4, Housley Town 4, Takeley 3, and Sporting Bangor United 1, Stanway Rovers 1. The match between White Ensign and Buckhurst Hill was postponed. There was one game last night, by the way. Holby Sports and Woodford Town fought out a goalless draw. So Sporting Bengal still top. They're 2 points clear of Tilbury, who were in VAR's action this afternoon, of course. But Tilbury have played 3 less than Sporting Bengal. Woodford, Romford and West Essex make up the top 5. At the other end, Cogshall Town, just 2 wins out of their 22 matches so far. They are still struggling at the foot of the table. Staying with non-league, step 5 in the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division this afternoon. There was a win for Stansted. They were 3-1 winners against Ardsley Town. Stansted currently in 17th place. And moving on to step 6 in the Thurlow Nun South. It's First Division South, I should say. It finished Basildon Town 3, Hoddesdon Town 2, Cannerswood 2, Maybaker 2, Clapton Community 1, Brimsdown 0, Hackney Wick 0, Benfleet 4, Harlow Town 4, Enfield Borough 2, Southend Manor 7, Tower Hamlets 2, St Margaret's Bury 0, Clapton 4 and Wormley Rovers 2, Dunmo Town 2. So Clapton Community moved back to the top of the table. They're on 49 points. They played 26, more than anybody else in the league, actually. Benfleet a second on 48. They've got 5 games in hand on Clapton Community. Hutton, who have had their own spells at the top of the table this season, they played 23 and they're on 47. They're in third place. 5 points give Cannonswood on 42 and Harlow Town in fifth on 41. Both of those sides have played 23 games. In Thurlow 1 Division 1 North this afternoon, 2-1 defeat for Wivenhoe Town away to AFC Sudbury Reserves. Stanway Pegasus, they drew 0-0 away to Dustindale and Helsden. And Framlingham Town won 4-2 at Holland. So Framlingham Town have now replaced Stanway Pegasus at the top of the table. Defeat for Harwich and Parkston this afternoon. They hosted Norwich CBS at the Royal Oak, and Norwich CBS beat them 2-0. So Framlingham top now on 46, they've played 19. Stanway Pegasus, who have played 3 more, are on 45. Holland, who have played 24, are on 44 points in 3rd place. Great Yarmouth Town in 4th. Harwich and Parkston are 5th, they're on 39 points. And Wivenhoe Town, after that defeat this afternoon, they are in 12th place. I've also got the local rugby results to bring you. These are the last local rugby matches of 2023. They're taking a break until the new year now. This afternoon, there was a local derby in Regional 1 South East where Rochford 100 beat Westcliff by 27 points to 80. So Westcliff remain bottom, Rochford 100 just above them. Leaders Colchester are still 12 points clear at the top, but they lost for only the second time this season. They were beaten 16-7 by their hosts Sudbury this afternoon. And in Regional 2 Anglia, these are the results. Chelmsford, 16. Stowmarket, 5. Dagenham, 18. Woodford, 41. Woodford coming in second place. Eton Manor, who are third, 57. Brentwood, 26. Southend Saxons, the leaders. They've won 12 out of their 13 matches now after they beat Thurrock at home by 29 points to 3. And in the other match, it finished Saffron Walden, 17. Harlow, 57. In County 2, Eastern Counties, there was a local derby between Colchester 2nd 11 and Mersey Island. Colchester 2 won by 21 points to 5, and they remain at the top of the table going into 2024. Mersey Island are currently 8th. Counties 1, Essex, meanwhile, this afternoon, it finished Campion 21, Wanstead 44. Wanstead remain at the top of the table. Chingford 13, Mavericks 15. East London 21, Braintree 49. Maldon 21, Epping Upper Clapton 10. So defeat for only the second time this season for second placed Epping Upper Clapton. Stanfield Hope 45, Old Cooperians 39, and Upminster versus Romford and Gideon Park. Local derby this afternoon was won by Upminster, who won by 41 points to 24. In Counties 1, Essex South, the match between Billericay and Canterbury Island was postponed. Everton have gone in front at Turf Moor in the Premier League. It's Burnley 0, Everton 1, Abidu Onana after 19 minutes for the Toffees. And that is almost it now. I'm just going to cram in a couple more tunes. Here's Bob Dylan.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down. Looking for a new friend, a man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. Walk on your tiptoes. Clean clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Watch your parking meter. Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of these success. Please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to avoid the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
There we go, Bob Dylan and Subterranean Homesick Blues. It's just about it from me. I'm going to be on the radio twice more this week. If you listen to the arts programme tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 6 p.m, I'm taking part in the live Christmas panto, Snow White and the Seven Radio Hosts, which should be good fun. So do join us for that if you can. I'm back with the non-league hour, last one before Christmas, on Thursday night, 7 till 8. And back in the chair, the last Phoenix Sport before Christmas, next Saturday between 3 and 6. Thank you for your company this afternoon, and thanks also to Jack Patmore for his reports on Billericay Town versus Haringey Borough as well. Maddie's next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm going to sign off with the legendary OJs and Love Train. Take care, bye bye.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.